René Descartes has often been described as the father of modern philosophy, and his methods have influenced thinking to the modern age. On the 31st of March 1596, Descartes was born in the town of La Haye-en-Touraine, a town in the Loire Valley, which in 1967 renamed itself in honour of its famous son. When he was 13 months old, his mother died, and Descartes was brought up by his maternal grandmother. His father, a counsellor in the High Court of Justice, remarried when Descartes was 4. At the age of 10, Descartes was sent away to a Jesuit college at La Flèche, near Le Mans. Said to be a sickly child, he managed to convince his teachers of the need to lie in each morning, a habit he never grew out of. Over the next 8 years, Descartes was given a thorough grounding in the classics, history, rhetoric, theology, and natural philosophy, based on the Aristotelian system. He was also taught mathematics, possibly to a better standard than was available at most universities. He grew to love mathematics for its precision and certainty, describing it as scientia, a genuine systematic knowledge based on reliable principles. It was also while at the college that Descartes learnt of Galileo's discovery of the moons of Jupiter. From the 15th century onwards, science slowly started to become the dominant force in the thinking of the time, with many new discoveries in physics and astronomy. These were seen as a challenge to the authority of the church and its teachings based on the writings of Aristotle. The church was the most powerful political and social organization in Western Europe, dominating the accepted wisdom of the time. It sent circulars to schools prescribing what should be taught and thought, both in public and in private. Aristotle's ideas were even protected by law. Knowledge was sinful. Faith should be the basis of all thinking, not proof. As we shall see, instead of faith, Descartes used doubt as the basis of his philosophy, rejecting all he could not be certain of. After studying law at Poitiers, Descartes decided to join the army and travel, resolving to seek no knowledge other than that which could be found in myself or in the great book of the world. During this time, he formed a close friendship with the Dutch philosopher and scientist Isaac Beeckman, who strengthened his young colleague's passion for mathematics and started his dedication to writing. One of Descartes' first published works, Compendium Musicae, an attempt to apply mathematical principles to musical harmony, was dedicated to Beeckman. Descartes, who saw mathematics as a paradigm for all human understanding, would constantly use mathematics as a means of explaining the applied sciences, stating that the long chains of simple and easy reasonings by means of which geometers are accustomed to reach the conclusions of their most difficult demonstrations had led me to imagine that all things, to the knowledge of which man is competent, are mutually connected in the same way. So Descartes' works encompassed not just philosophy, but the sciences, psychology and, of course, mathematics. Indeed, his coordinate geometry, used to determine a point's position upon a plane by measuring its distance from two fixed lines, led to the invention of calculus, and is still used today. Well-dressed and never without a sword, Descartes also seems to have been a sociable fellow, as his wide circle of correspondence confirms. He liked to give the impression of being a gentleman amateur, sleeping in, working short hours, reading little, but in view of the magnitude of his achievements, this could well have been a front. In any case, he craved solitude in which to study and tired of the social life. Many of his early travels seem to have been undertaken as a means of avoiding friends who would interrupt his meditations, which is one reason why Descartes became a mercenary in the army of the United Provinces, now the Dutch Republic. The constant travelling gave him time and leisure to think. The coming of the Thirty Years' War saw Descartes enlist in the Bavarian army, and he found himself in southern Germany. On November the 10th, 1619, Descartes spent a cold night in the stove of a house at Ulm on the Danube. It was here that Descartes experienced what was to be the turning point of his life and his philosophical career. As he